Hello, welcome back to the Witching Hour. My name is Lauren, but you can call me Peyton for short. Real Peyton is not here, but I'm also joined with Alina and Mel today. Everyone say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
And first, we're going to go around and say a spooky fact about us. Personally, for me, at work today, I have a name tag that says Keith instead of my actual name because I stole it from the restaurant because it was just sitting there, so I took it. And then real Keith came in, and he looked at me, and he was like, is that mine? And I was like, I don't know. And they had to give him another one because I took his.
LOL. So this is, like, actually kind of spooky because I am actively in the presence of the spirit of my late neighbor.
Like, right now?
Right now?
Yeah, he's always, like, in my room. Maybe he'll turn on the light. He does that sometimes. If he does, I'll be very annoyed because it's so annoying.
How do you know?
Because it smells like him. It's cigarette smoke and his cologne.
What's his name?
Were you guys like friends?
We had an interesting relationship. Not like we, I mean like him. Like his family and my family. He was very close to us. He was very close to me. He, like, as a lot of family friends do, saw me as another child of theirs. But yeah, it's a little rocky, but he's always with me.
Do you like that he's, like, with you?
No, I don't.
Yep. Savage.
But
is he just in your room or does he like follow you around?
He stays in my room. He was in my other room because I had moved from my room to my older brother's room and my older brother moved to my cousin's room. So whenever I moved to that from my room to this room, he came with me. I wasn't expecting him to follow, but he did.
Do you think he'll follow you if you like move out?
No, I don't think he can go that far. I think he'll just be tied to this room.
When did he pass?
3 years ago now, I think. Yeah.
That's quite interesting that he follows you.
If he wants to hop on the podcast, he's allowed to.
Yes. If he turns on the light, I'll let you know.
All right.
Yes,
and then, okay. Alina, anything spooky, anything scary?
I thought I had COVID this week. Because I, like, came in contact with someone who came in contact with a positive case, but, like, they spent multiple hours with this person, and I spent multiple hours with this person. So I got a COVID test, and I spent, like, the entire week freaking out, and I, like, got sick in between, so then I, like, convinced myself I had it. But then I got my test results back today, and I'm fine. It was negative. We're good.
Epic.
So, it was a little spooky there for a second, but we're good.
Ooh, just like October says.
Yes.
That'd be spooky.
Do you have any other ghost stories, anyone, before we get started?
Mercury is in retrograde.
I don't know what that means, but yeah. My co-star told me the same thing.
Yeah, so essentially, retrograde, let me Google the, like, exact definition before I, like, mess it completely up. Mm-hmm. Direct, like, Google definition is directed or moving backwards. So essentially, there's a point at which a certain time the planets will stop their orbit and, like, go the opposite direction for a little bit, and then they go back. And it happens, it's very, like, Mercury happens more often. There's planet, I don't know which planets when, like, their frequency is, but it, like, controls different energies on the Earth.
That's interesting.
I can't comprehend that, but okay. Does it, like, yeah. What does it mean for us, though?
So, like, with Mercury, it, like, messes up with the center balance, I believe. Hold on. So, according to NASA, retrograde motion is an apparent change in the movement of the planet through the sky. It is not real and the planet does not physically start moving backwards in its orbit, but it appears to do so because of the relative positions of the planet and Earth and how they are moving around the sun. So with Mercury specifically, Mercury. My goodness gracious, where is it? So Mercury retrograde has an effect on life here on Earth, specifically within the realm of communication and technology. In astrology, Mercury governs communication, travel, and learning. So it's a lot of like big things you're not supposed to do during Mercury retrograde, like big travel, big spending. Mm-hmm. You have to really focus on the communication because that's going to be really difficult, both like through technology and just like through people, just like talking to people. So yeah.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
My co-star tells me that a lot, but I just didn't
think each about planet, it. Each planet has its own retrograde with its own different meanings that I don't know off the top of my head. I just know that myself, my zodiac, is ruled by Jupiter.
I don't have co-star. What is co-star? I hear so many people talking about it.
I love co-star. Do I know what anything means? No, never.
But it's just an astrology app. So it tells you, you can get your chart, you can get daily, like, little reminder things about what you might be facing with, like, the stars and the planets compared to your chart and stuff. And your friends, if you have your friends added. Ooh.
How accurate is it, do you think?
I removed CoStar a while ago just because I got annoyed of it.
Oh, I love it.
So I don't really know how accurate it is compared to like actual astrologers, but like if you want more accurate information, you would go find an astrologer to help you talk about it. I think it's more of a generalization through CoStar.
Yeah.
Because you can only do so much with code.
Yeah. Sometimes though, it like hits like today it's telling me think about the word marriage, which
you get married?
I don't know, but they keep like
you don't know?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. Also, don't murky red drive-in movies or soap. So I will not be using soap today. And do white roses, table for two, and pleasure.
Ooh, fancy.
But no soap.
No soap. Absolutely no soap.
Anyway, but I do have an addiction to CoStar. It's not always accurate, but sometimes it just like hits more than usual. And then I like how it's like sends me a little thing every day.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
That's interesting. Maybe I'll invest in this app. We'll see.
You should. It's fun. Add me on it. Also, I never like introduce what we're talking about. We're talking about witchy things today, and that's why we have Mel on. The podcast is called The Witching Hour. We have not talked about witches, period, until now, and we will probably not talk about them after. But
good.
I know nothing about witches, so I'm going to be educated.
But anyway, I have a few questions for Mel, starting with, you know, like when the whole like TikTok thing happened where all the witches of TikTok were like, someone hexed the moon and we're like freaking out.
Yeah.
Did anybody actually hex the moon?
Okay. So people were scared because baby witches, which are people who have like never actually done, like very new to the realm of witchcraft. They're called baby witches. They were attempting to do these really big hexes, which hexes are like black magic. You try to avoid them because karma exists and karma can and will come back to you at any point. And so things started happening in like the realm of the universe. Like I know people who work with Apollo, which you can work close with the god or goddess, and they give you gifts and stuff. In return for like your following and stuff, and the people who worked with Apollo, they were like saying that he was getting frustrated and mad, and he was like trying to protect Artemis, who was the goddess of the moon, Nobody really knew why. And then, like, the energies with the moon were getting weird, and, like, the rainwater that was being purified from the moon, it wasn't, like, being completely purified. And then TikTok was like, oh, baby witches try or hex the moon, actually, 100%. And I can't say for sure if it did. I feel like it didn't, because if it hexed the moon, like, they would not be doing a good time, you know? It would probably have been so much worse. Maybe they attempted and a little bit got through, but, like, the moon's hard to, like, curse, to, like, do any magic with. The moon is meant for healing. You don't really hex that. So it's unclear to say if the moon was actually hexed. I personally think there was probably an attempt that was unsuccessful, but it did definitely shift some energies, made people stress out, whether that was like internal, like I'm stressing, so I'm gonna like project that onto the moon, or it was actually happening.
What would that mean for like people who aren't witches if that happened?
More so it's just like energies. So like the moon is obviously I said earlier, it's meant for healing. So healing might take a little bit longer for things, whether it be like emotional healing or physical healing, because the moon does at least have a little bit of effect in that, more so to the emotional side, just because physical, you know, science exists. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Could I hex someone?
You probably wouldn't be successful, and you'd get a lot of karma back at you.
So how does karma work? Like, I've heard, like, the very, like, base of it, where it's like, oh, if you do something bad, you'll get karma, you know?
Yeah, so I like to say karma is a beautiful woman, because she is. she puts out exactly what you put out. So if you do good, eventually you'll get good. And kind of like how interest works and like money and stuff, it tends to build up over time, because like sometimes you'll do something good and then life will just get you down and you feel like hopeless, but it will. Karma, it just like the cosmic energy. There is a saying that's return to the mean, which is return to the average, to the middle, because like life can only go up or down so much. So you'll eventually even out. That's where karma comes in. And like same with bad. If you do bad, you'll get bad, and varying levels of bad exists. And like I said, the interest thing happens. So you could do a little bad here, and then it just gets worse as time goes on, and the universe might bring you good when you don't deserve it necessarily.
So can, like, you were talking about how, like, new witches tried to hex the moon, but can you, like, hex a person?
Like 100%.
Okay, this leads into my next question. I think I read about this somewhere, but, like, people will try to, like, hex the president, but it doesn't work because they have their own witches that, like, protect them. Do you think that's true? Like,
so I don't know if the White House has witches working 24/7.
I think they do. Personally, I think they do.
I mean, yeah. I definitely feel like someone would try to hex, someone who's in a higher power.
But I don't feel like witches would want to work for that. No offense. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I know that you can, hexing a person is really easy. Working with black magic, dark magic, whatever you want to call it, it's really easy, really accessible, but that's where karma comes into play. It's really, you have to be very careful with dark magic, because you're working with a part of your soul, and with karma, you know, it's a very delicate practice that I personally don't partake in, just because I prefer more passive routes than hexing. Hexing's very aggressive.
What does it mean to, like, hex someone? Like, what happens to them?
So, it just, like, depends on whatever hex you want to put on them. I know that people have just put, like, general black magic, so, like, trying to just bring negativity to you is like a common thing. The hex would make you attract negativity. There are hexes that bring you misfortune. There's hexes that make you lose money. There's a bunch of different hexes. It's pretty much anything that you want good to happen. Like, oh, I want to do this spell that'll help me bring money. You can do the exact opposite with black magic against someone else. I want to take away money.
But if you hex someone, you'll be punished too, basically?
Essentially, it's just the way the universe works out. You can't do bad and expect no bad to happen to you.
That's interesting. Is there any, like, really dark hexes to where, like, it, like, can physically affect someone or, like, do something that's really horrible?
I mean, probably. Like I said, I don't really, I'm not into black magic hexes and stuff. It's just, I know that how the universe works, and I don't want to even, like, attempt to mess with her, because she will come for me, and I do not want that to happen.
And then how did, like, your family get into everything? Because you said you were born into it.
So, okay. My great-grandmother, she pretty much raised my mom, and I wish I could tell you what she was, but I can't. It's a traditional Mexican healing. A lot of people would have considered it brujería, which is witchcraft in Spanish. People would consider my great-grandmother a bruja, and that just got passed down to my mom, and that got passed down to me. And it's not just this healing practice. My mom was raised Catholic. I was raised Catholic. Which is like, oh, but in the Bible it says witchcraft is a sin, you know, it doesn't matter. So yeah, it's pretty much just been passed down, and I do a very different style of witchcraft, you could say, than like my great-grandmother, because she's very into healing, and I'm more into like foreseeing what comes ahead into the future, you know. That's what I like to do.
So how do you, like, practice that? Like, what do you do to practice?
Practice, like, witchcraft in general, or witchcraft, or foreseeing the future and stuff?
Just, like, in general, and then, like, what you specifically do.
So there's a lot of books that we've had passed down that are just, like, notes and journals and just, like, regular books from, like, half-price books. So, and then it's also a lot of word of mouth. That's a lot of, you know, how culture is bred from word of mouth. So the tales that my mom was told by her grandmother was told to me, practicing is like actively listening to other witches, to the universe, to my mom, to my, spirit guide, to like anything that will tell me things, and like actively following what they say. So if they're like, this, your energy isn't balanced here, you need something to balance it out, maybe I'll get a crystal, maybe I'll sage, stuff like that, light a candle.
Do you still read tarot cards?
I do. I mean, obviously I haven't read anybody else's tarot cards but my own and my universe's, so my universe is our universe.
It is just your universe. We don't.
It's just me. Yeah, it's just my. You guys are all NPCs.
Yeah. Fun fact: when you're not here, Mel, we don't exist. We don't have other lives. It's just you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could sleep tonight, but unfortunately, you just said that, and I will no longer be sleeping.
I'm so sorry for sending you into a spiral, but I thought you should know.
So, will you ever like try to read someone else other than yourself?
Oh, I've read a lot.
Have?
Yeah, I've read really? Blend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was like, I wish I wrote it down, because I just listened and then I completely forgot the next day. But yeah. It was like last year at Carla's birthday, they like read everybody's, basically.
It was very fun. I honestly, whenever I read other people's tarot, I don't remember anything that I say. I read what the cards say. I tell them what that means, what I feel. Some like with like Grace, she's a very, like, her energy is very dark purple, and I was like, Grace, you and your dark purple need to get out of here.
I can like see that. I feel like if I were to think of a color that like is her, I would see dark purple.
Yeah, it was very obvious. Like I really saw it during that tarot reading.
Is that like a bad energy?
No, it's just like a color. I honestly don't know what the colors mean, but like,
hey, I want to be red.
That's people fun. Have colors. Maybe at the next gathering when it's safe, I will read people's tarots.
So what do you, like, as an example, it doesn't have to be like a specific reading you've done, but like, what do you see? What do you find in these readings?
So we have a tarot cards, right? So there's two different kinds of tarot cards. I wish I could tell you what they're called, but I don't remember. But there is like the main deck, and then there is like the big deck. So the main deck, you have like, you got death, you got the devil, you got the priest, the high priestess. You got like those characters that you typically see in tarot and like tarot memorabilia. And then you have in the big deck, you have like the Two of Swords, you know, the Eight of Chalices, you know, stuff like that. And then each one of those has a specific meaning dedicated to whatever it is. And it's just like the combinations of those cards and those meanings and how they like layer together and like mesh. It's difficult to explain because I never really had struggle understanding it. It was just like, yes, this mean this, because that's what they say.
Wow. So it's like the universe is showing you what that person like has within their energy.
Well, whenever I do read tarot with people, I do incorporate their energy as well, so it's not just me, because I'm reading for them. And since I wouldn't say I'm that experienced with tarot, I do have them ask a very specific question. So it's not like, can you just give me a reading? It has to be like, where will my life go in the next 6 months? Or like, how am I going to do in the next year? What's my school year going to look like? It's very like specific. It's just easier for me to read. So it's a lot. I wouldn't say it's the universe. I mean, it is the universe, but I wouldn't say it's more so the universe than it is the person.
Can anyone get into it, or is it like certain people have like that gift to read?
So I know my mom has a hard time reading tarot, and I don't understand why, because it's really easy, but like then again, it's like I gotta acknowledge that like she's good at healing and I'm not, and I genuinely don't know how to do that stuff, but she's really good at it. So it's honestly just like figuring it out. You can learn even if it's difficult for you, but it just might be a little bit more confusing.
Besides you, I've had one, wasn't like a tarot card reading, but she could like see the future, and it was in fourth grade at a Halloween sleepover. And she was like going around, it was someone's grandma, and she was like going around telling people about like themselves, basically. And then when she got to me, she started crying, and she was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, I don't know, she like really went into it, and that was scary because I was 10 years old and I don't know who this old lady is. And then last year at the holistic fair, the lady that gave out like a free card reading did the same thing.
Yeah, she did.
Is something bad going on?
Wait, did they like give you any context?
They were like,
why they were freaking out?
So at the holistic fair, I remember she was like, you have been dealt a hard life, a hard
which is
cards
really, you know? Scary, because she said the same thing that the grandma said, in fourth grade. And, but in fourth grade, she was like, oh, so you know. And I just, I was crying because I was 10 years old and very scared. And yeah. I do not know. And I am a little bit scared. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about it the other day. And is anything bad going to happen to me?
What, wait, so what did they say? Like, word for word, what did they tell you?
Word for word? I don't know, but they were like,
or like in general.
Well, first they started apologizing, and then I got hugs from both of them. They were very, not worried for me per se, but they were very sad for me. They, like, I don't know, they didn't tell me like specific things, which is why I'm worried about it, but is it gonna like get worse from here, or like did I already go through it? I don't know. And what maybe do you think about that, Mel? Because I'm scared personally.
Honestly, like, I don't know, bruh. Like, I'd have to give you like a whole reading, and you have to ask me, because like I cannot just be like, oh yes, I feel you through the computer screen.
Yeah. I just we gotta get together soon. I just want to know if I'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Do you think that like it already happened? Maybe.
I don't know. I really don't know. I was 10 when I met the grandma, and then it was last year when I had the reading done. But, and then I feel like so much has happened, like, since then. I don't know if that's, like, a whole life thing that I have to just deal with.
Well, even, like, they're apologizing because, like, obviously they're empathetic towards you, and it's, like, people who do that stuff, they're very empathetic people.
Mm-hmm.
Very empathetic. I am not. I am the outlier.
Savage.
No feelings. Hashtag no filter. But.
So are like psychics similar to like that whole situation?
I mean, it depends on who you ask, because someone could tell you that I'm a psychic because I look into the future where I read the stars. It's just a word.
Yeah. See, my mom like 2 years ago saw a psychic in New Orleans, and the entire time they talked about me, and I wasn't even there. And they
New
were
Orleans?
Like, yeah. I don't, because it's New Orleans, so like it's you really don't know how real it is.
New Orleans is a very spiritual place.
Oh yeah, my mom said that. My mom is very spiritual. She said that when she got there, you could just like feel just like the energy. So.
Yeah.
But if the reading was actually real, you did?
Just a man walking around. Yeah, I went to New Orleans around, I don't know, it was a few years ago. I went with my family, and we were walking around at night, and there was a man sitting on like a bench across, like in front of a hotel. And then, I don't know, he was looking at us. He was like, y'all see that? They did not see that.
Was he, did he like look older? Like he was from a different era?
I don't remember a lot about him. It was dark. He was looking at me. I looked at him. That's basically it. But, he was in front of an old hotel, though, if that means anything. Also, New Orleans is just kind of like that.
I've never been, but, like, my parents went, and then my mom did that reading, and the entire time they just talked about me. My mom was like, how did you know I had a child who is, like, older? And the man was like, I could just feel it. Like, you're so connected to her. Your souls are tied together, which is kind of odd because my mom and I like argue a lot, but like I guess that's how most teenage girl mother relationships work. But he was like, you guys are bonded so closely. And then he was like, I see her going into the medical field, but she's gonna hate it, and then she's gonna I know, and then she's gonna go and do something with like arts and writing, which is kind of odd because I do like writing now and journalism. When I think about that, I think about the fact that I was in HOSA my freshman year, and I was like, my pathway in high school was to do medical things. the pathway that has all the medical classes, mm-hmm. but then I quit because I hated it.
Interesting.
So I don't know if he's talking about that or, like, I just, the way I'm going now, there's going to be nothing with, like, medical stuff. So, I don't know. Yeah. And he said a lot of other weird things that have sort of happened, and then other weird things that'll happen in the future. And it's just, the things that he said that have happened, in a way, are just, like, really odd. But I don't know. I don't know if those are considered connected to, like, witches and all that, and I don't want to, like, disrespect any communities, because I don't know if that's, if they consider psychics.
A lot of seers like that, especially with women with children, it's very easy to pick up on that energy, because women with children, it's just, like, there is a connection that you have with your child, especially as raising it, like, not so much as if, like, adopt the child, if you have a child and, like, gets adopted out, but, like, if you raise a child, it's a very spiritually connecting experience. Like, I know my mom, she's talked to multiple seers, and they always talk about me and my brother. It's always, like, you have one kid who is super extroverted, who doesn't know what he wants to do, and you have one kid who does not talk, and that's it.
You are a child that does not talk. Nothing else.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of, it doesn't talk, super anxious, really shy, all that fun stuff that I am.
I've heard a few from my mom's friends and, like, other people, like, a few weird stories where they were told what their future may hold. And one of them that I'm thinking about right now is my family friend. I've known her forever. She's a cancer survivor, and she, when she first found out, she was already stage 3, and it was, like, not likely that she was going to survive, but she did survive. But I think a year prior to her finding out, she saw a psychic in New Orleans, and, like, it was just for jokes. They didn't think anything of it, and the psychic was like, "You are sick," and she was like, "No, I'm not. Like, I'm not sick," and he's like, he told her, he was like, "You are sick, like, I can feel your energy, you are ill, you were close to the spirit world, like, you're gonna die." And he was like, these spirits, they're so, he was telling her that he saw spirits all, like, attached to her, and he was like, "It's because you were close to them, like, you were going towards their world." And she freaked out and was like, "What?" Yeah, she was like, "Whatever, it's not true." And then a year later, she went to the doctor because she had been starting to get really sick, and they were like, "You are stage 3 cancer, and your body has been fighting cancer for an entire year, and you didn't know." And so mm-hmm. I always think about that, is that she, at that moment, she did have cancer, and this man somehow knew and was telling her that she was dying, and that she was, like, near the spirit world. And it's just, like, sometimes that blows my mind when I think about that.
Yeah. I know for me, like, with him saying the cancer, it's a very close thing, so it's going to be more accurate. Within a year is probably the most accurate you can get. The further out you go, the more hazy it's going to get, like, really hazy, because, like, the universe, it changes at whatever whim it wants. So, you know, if I say that you're going to become a pop star in 15 years, that's not likely, because you could get in a car accident, and you can't walk, you're paralyzed from the legs down, and you realize that you have big stage fright after being paralyzed, and suddenly you're a librarian.
Yeah, I definitely think that's, like, that's sort of connected to, like, the butterfly effect, if you know anything about that.
Yeah.
It's like one decision could, like, change to your future, but, like, I don't know if that's connected in a way. That's how I think of things, is, like, everything is, like, connected somehow.
Yeah, I'm not super versed on the butterfly effect. I haven't really thought about it, but, yeah, I kind of know about it. You know, I know the basics. I don't know the full scope of things.
I don't know a lot about it, but I've, like, read about it and stuff, and I think that, like, I don't know. I feel like everything happens for a reason. And, like, maybe somehow they're connected in a way. Like, if you would have decided to do this, then you would have gone down a whole different path. But I don't know. I feel like that's probably not connected to, like, witches in any sort of way. That's a whole separate thing.
But side note, do you believe that everything happens for a reason?
I don't know. Because, like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, definitely. And, like, it really depends on the situation where I'm like, oh, this definitely happened for a reason. And then, like, something else will happen. And I'm like, what was the reason? You know? I don't know. Yeah.
Whenever, I don't know what I believe or what I'd like to believe, because if everything happens for a reason, I just feel very trapped and like I can't do anything. It doesn't matter if I do something, because if it's meant to be, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But then, like, if I feel like everything like is out in the open, then I feel like I have too much power and I also don't do anything, so I just don't do anything.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's definitely not connected to like anything with like witches and all that. So I just feel like, I don't know. When I think about that stuff, it's like, ugh, I don't know. It's so confusing and complicated, and like I probably should educate myself more on that if I ever really want to make a decision on how I feel.
So I have, it's not my rule, it's my mom's rule. We're not allowed to work with spirits. Like, we can't call upon spirits. Obviously, I've already mentioned that I don't have a spirit attached to me in a close proximity.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
How's it going?
I hope he's doing well.
Thanks for joining the podcast.
Do you think he'll just be stuck there forever?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. I'm so sorry, Morgan, if you're listening in, but I feel even after like everything's gone.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you after the podcast what happened, because it is really sad. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that I should be saying.
We don't need to air out Morgan's life on the podcast.
Exactly.
But just thinking, because like me and Peyton were talking about in a previous episode, like if there was like an end and you were like given the choice to like be a ghost or not, would you do it? And then like, would you just be stuck there after civilization is gone? And yeah, probably. I don't know. But it's sad to think about. I'm so sorry, Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was saying something and I totally forgot.
Yeah,
what I was
I'm sorry. You're not allowed to contact spirits.
Oh, yeah. I'm not allowed. That's just like my mom. We're not allowed to do Ouija boards at all. Ouija boards are not allowed in this house. We cannot, actively.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like, a thing? Like, it's real?
I mean, you can call upon a negative energy really easily through a Ouija board.
I feel like, or I've heard that they're, like, portals to, like, demons and stuff.
Yeah.
My parents are very religious, and they say they don't believe in, like, that stuff, but then they're like, also, no Ouija boards ever. Don't get your cards read. Don't. So.
Yeah. My mom is very, like, absolutely not. Just because, like, it's such a high risk to work with a negative entity when you're trying to call upon spirits. She just wants us to avoid it at all costs, especially if we're at the house. She can't stop me if I do it outside the house, but like I don't do it anyway just because I don't want negative energy on me.
When I was younger, I was always like, oh yeah, I'll probably like do a little Ouija board like outside of my house one day. But as I grew up, like I don't think I'm built like that. I'm not built different. Yeah, I'm built the exact same.
All stories I've heard that, like, deal with an Ouija board have not turned out right, or they've, like, released some sort of, like, bad energy, and I just, like, refuse to associate myself with that.
Even, like, the terrible, like, Ouija board movie, I forgot what it's called, but, like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get why people do that, and they're like, oh, it's just a game, it's fake, it's to scare your friends, and I'm like, no, it's real.
I think of all the old YouTube videos with, like, Zuzu and whatever their names were. Zuzu was the main one. Zuzu was, like, bad. People would freak out if they got Zuzu.
I don't know what that is.
Zuzu is just like a negative entity that named itself Zuzu.
Hey Zuzu, what's up?
So whenever you'd like be on the Ouija board, you'd be like, okay, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. I'd go Z-O-Z-O. And that's when you know you're in a bad spot.
Y'all remember the Charlie Challenge? What do y'all know about that?
Unfortunately.
I actually got lunch detention for that.
Oh, I remember that.
Why?
It was, the reason behind it is so horrible. Okay, so this is when it was like a big thing on social media. Everyone was like all spooked out by it. And it was like that weekend it became like a big thing on social media. So it was like Monday. And we get to school and so everyone's doing it. It's, you know, everyone's just doing it. And my teacher at the time got really mad. And he was like, okay, everyone, stop it. Like, if I catch you doing it, you get detention. And
we're like, okay, whoa. Why is that a bad thing? Why is it?
I don't know. I don't, because
it's like, probably just a distraction.
Yeah. So we.
He's scared of him.
Yeah.
That's why.
We stopped doing it. And we just, like, left the materials out on the table. And we were working. And the table next to us, I actually remember the people who were doing it. I will not call them out.
Call them out. Call them out. Shout them out.
Name drop. No. Name drop.
No, they still name drop. School. Yeah, but they were like actively, they were actively doing it. And they were like, oh, Charlie, and all this stuff. And like at our table, we were silent doing our work. And my teacher comes over and he sees the stuff on our table and he's like, lunch detention. And we were like, and he was like, he would not let us explain. He was like, nope, lunch detention. And then he walked past the people who were actively doing it and didn't say anything.
That's why you name drop them. It's time they pay.
And then we went to lunch detention and it was so embarrassing because the fifth graders came downstairs and we were all just sitting there in silence and their teacher was like, that's bad kids. You don't want to end up like them. And I was like, ma'am, first of all.
Charlie.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I mean, there's something similar to that because you know how it's like just balancing and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. It moves. Oh,
mm-hmm.
So there's something similar to that. It's like you have like a thing. So let's say it's like a necklace and there's like a crystal at the end. And like you ask it a question, it'll go one way or go the other way, but like you don't actually move it. You're actually, it's mm-hmm. like a thing guiding it, depending on what it is, whatever you're asking. A spirit guide. I normally just do it as like a spirit guide. I'm asking my spirit guide a question like, help me, please.
Oh, could you, I don't know, that's kind of sweet to think of. Oh.
My spirit guide?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what he looks spirit like?
Guides? Yeah.
You have to like find them, you know, you have to find them.
How do you find them? Maybe I'll go on a journey.
It's a lot of, like, searching in, like, dreams and, like energies and stuff.
How would you know if you, like, found them?
You just know. Like, it's genuinely, like, you know.
Wait, hold on. Can you have two?
I don't know. I only have the one.
Okay.
Well, like, the twins? Remember?
Yes. Last episode, I was talking about twins in my dream. They were girl-boy twins, and they, like, would visit me often in my dreams, but they would, like, help me. And then, like, it would, like, connect to real life. And I was like, oh, it's a ghost in the last episode. But now I'm like, hold up.
I'm just a simple mortal fool, but I think they are. Absolutely.
Yes. Spirit guides show up in really weird ways, in a lot of different forms. For me, he is a fox, but he has two tails.
King.
He shows up in every single one of my dreams. I ask him for help. He helps me. I don't even know if he speaks. I don't know.
Oh.
I genuinely don't know. Because, like, I don't talk in my dreams.
Mm.
So he doesn't talk either. It's just silence. Me and him. And he, like...
Ever have, like, just a dinner with him? Sit down?
I wish.
Get to know each other?
I wish. It's a lot of us, like, sitting and staring at the scene that's playing out.
Mm, okay, that makes sense.
Mm. We, like, watch things together.
My dreams are so vivid. Like,
mine too.
They feel like real life.
Mine do not.
Me too.
It's like I'm watching a television show with a fox.
Mine are like.
He doesn't have a name either. I don't know if he'll tell me a name or if I have to give him a name, but he doesn't have a name.
I mean,
I want to find my spirit guide. I'm jealous now.
Oh. It's lovely.
I feel like we would be nice and friends, and
it's really nice. Like, it's just like there's a constant energy that's around me, that's close to me.
Oh.
That's not my dog, because my dog is a familiar.
Just about to say that. I feel like my dog would be my spirit guide.
Well, see, so a spirit guide doesn't exist on our realm. So, like, you would never physically meet your spirit guide in, like, real life. You might physically meet them in a different plane of existence, but not in this one.
Like, shifting?
Yeah, essentially. More closer to astral projecting.
I've done that before, once. And I wasn't, like, I knew something was happening, but I didn't know, like, the name for it. And I was younger, and it was, like, still here, like, my house, but it wasn't because I wasn't there, if that makes sense. But
it's just a different, like, reality.
Yeah, I remember getting up, and I was like, whoa, like, something's off, something's different. I went downstairs, I saw my dogs, they were barking at me. I heard my parents talk about something, and then I went back to bed, but I wasn't there for them.
I had a really weird experience. Yeah. I had something similar like that happened, but it's more morbid. And I'm going to tell you this quick little story, and I don't want anyone listening or you guys to think that I'm crazy. I'm just going to explain what happened, and then you can kind of tell me what you think. So from who I have talked to about this, they were like, oh, it's sleep paralysis. You're fine. You just had a bad dream. But I don't know. I actually tweeted about this, so maybe you guys saw it, but basically, a few weeks ago, I was sleeping, and I was in a dream, and in the dream, I got up, and I was looking around my room, and it was nighttime, and it felt so real, and then I turned, and I saw myself sleeping, like, in the same exact clothes and everything. And I went to the corner of my room, and I was like,
retweet.
I was like, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up, Alina. And then I managed to get back into my body, if that makes sense. And then I do it again, and I get up, and I turn, and I see myself sleeping. And then I go into the hallway, and all of a sudden, I can't, like, breathe. It's like something is sucking my soul out. And I start, like, banging on the wall, and I'm, like, yelling for my parents who are down the hall sleeping. I'm like, please, please, please. And then I somehow make it back to my body. And then I do it again, and I'm like, in this dream, I don't know. It felt so real. I can't tell if I was actually awake at one point, and I feel like maybe I was awake and I did get up. But then I'm laying back down, and for some reason I'm like, I am dying. I am dying, and I need to wake up. If I don't wake up, then I will die. My soul is leaving my body. And so I'm, like, screaming and jumping in and out of my body. And I'm like, Kai, my dog, I'm like, Kai, please don't let me go. Please don't let me go, Kai. And then it's like I'm back to reality. I'm waking up. So this is, like, real life to me. And Kai woke me up, and she was, like, so concerned for me. And I did not sleep for the rest of the night. And I don't know what happened.
I'm no expert, but I think you were dying.
I don't know, though, because, like, I woke up, and I think I sound so crazy. Anyone listening, please, I'm not crazy. This is just a really odd experience I had.
But also, this is coming from people who've had experiences similar-ish.
Yeah.
My theory is that, like, my room is really, really hot, and my body already overheats easily. And I remember I woke up so overheated, and I was, like, really hot and sweaty. And I'm like, did I have, like, a heat stroke or something in my sleep? And I, like, survived it? Like, you know, I don't know. It's really odd. And it freaks me out to think that I saw myself sleeping. And it could have just been a really vivid dream, like, or, like, sleep paralysis or something. Like,
but, like, that's It's a weird thing for your brain to be able to decide what it looks like while sleeping. Because you've never seen that, so it's just you creating it.
And for my dog to, like, wake up and, like, she was literally, like, jumping on me and, like, licking my face. And it was just, it was a weird situation. She sleeps through the night. She never wakes up. And, like, I can't express the feeling that I had to you guys, but, like, it was like I knew that my soul was leaving my body and I had to, like, keep it in there. And, like, I had to, like, do what I could to not let it go. It was, I don't know how to, like, express that to you, but, like, that's what it felt like. Does that make sense? Well, so it was just really weird.
Animals are really hyper tuned to energy and just the way that works. It's how they have, it's like a way that helps them survive, because, like, if they feel aggression, they can leave. If there's no aggression present, they'll stay, you know? It's super, like, basic, like, animal stuff. They just know. So I'm not surprised that Kai was able to, like, sense distress.
Mm-hmm. She, like, she follows me everywhere, and she's, like, always on top of me, always sleeping on top of me, and, like, my parents are like, oh, she's always protecting you, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, ever since that night, she's been, like, really clingy to me. And it's like, I know it sounds insane to be like, I was dying in my sleep and I woke up and was fine. Like, I just, it's a weird situation. And I've been thinking about it since it happened. And I'm like, I was like, was that, like, my soul trying to leave and then I wouldn't let it? Like, is that what that meant?
So I know you don't practice anything, like witchcraft and stuff, but with my dog, Snoop, 17, ride or died, baby, he is my familiar. So if I need extra spiritual energy, not so much guidance where I would have my spirit guide, but energy in the, like, physical form, I'd go to Snoop and he'd help me. Because our souls are, like, intertwined.
Love him.
So it sounds like you and Kai's souls are intertwined. Obviously, you guys don't practice witchcraft, so you don't need that excess energy to help each other with physical, like, spells or incantations or healing or whatever. But it's possible that she's trying to, like, put her energy with you to help return to the mean, you know, a neutral position, you know?
My dogs need to step it up is what I'm they just do dog stuff.
Yeah, like,
that's sometimes what Lucy does.
Kai is kind of weird. She, like, sometimes she'll, like, cuddle and be, like, directly on top of me and, like, really concerned with me in a way to where she's, like, constantly just focusing on me in a way. And then other times she's like, don't touch me. I don't want to cuddle. Let me sleep on the end of the bed. Don't touch me. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that, you know, my story connects with the witch world or anything in that category, but
I think you would die. I don't know how, but
yeah.
Personally,
for some reason, in that whole experience, I convinced myself that was happening. I was like, you have to wake up. And then I was like, Kai, please don't let me go. And then I woke up and I was like, what? Like, why? And then I had to turn on, like, a cartoon show and turn the lights on. And mm-hmm. I just could not sleep.
It's definitely not sleep paralysis, though. Because I get that all the time.
Yeah, I've had sleep paralysis before. It was horrifying. Never again. No thanks.
It's not fun. I don't dream or anything. I don't see anything when I have sleep paralysis, thank God. But, like, it happens a lot. And, like, when it starts happening, like, it'll happen for, like, 2 weeks straight.
I've only had it a couple times, and I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you very much. So.
Yeah, it's less scary now, because I've been through it, but it's more annoying because then I'll wake up, I'll, like, get myself up, and then it'll happen mm-hmm. again until I can finally, like, pass out for a couple hours.
Now, do you think that sleep paralysis is connected to anything spiritual?
I feel like there is a scientific reason for it. I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah, you get...
Yeah.
It's when, like, gets, like, caught in, like, your stages of sleep. Where, like,
yeah.
your body mm-hmm. does, but, like, you're not asleep yet. And then it's just really annoying more than
it
anything.
Is, mm-hmm. It is possible that negative entities will show themselves during sleep paralysis because you are in a very vulnerable state in which you can't move. So it's might be more likely that you'll come into contact with a negative entity, but I don't know. I've never experienced.
That has not happened to me. The first time I was freaked out though, because like you can like look around, but you can't do anything because you can't move, you can't talk, you can't whatever. So I was like, but it's like terrifying to like look around your room and like not be able to like do anything. Cause and now when I get it, I'm just like, don't look around because I don't want to. If I see anything, I would rather have something there and me never see it. Just live in ignorance.
Yeah, I've never had sleep paralysis, and I think partly to thank for that is like having the spirit guide. Like I've never genuinely I don't know what that feels like at all.
It's wild that our like brains form something so terrifying. You know, and like even with like night terrors are like way worse, but it's wild to think that like our own minds create something that is so like horrifying to us.
Child to my parents during sleepwalking, and then when I was like in second or third grade, me and my best friend Sid at the time, we found this old like, so I have something similar. Let me see if I can grab it. I have so many books.
They read. Ugh.
So it's called Dragonology.
I like that. I don't know.
So
I remember those books. I've always wanted one.
There are multiple of these books. They're like different ologies. And there was one that was just like spells and stuff. Mm-hmm. And me and Sid, we found one. That was like, turn into a werewolf. And we were like, yo, we might be werewolves now. So we have like a green belt in my neighborhood. Like it connected our two streets. It's just a big patch of grass. And so we went out there at like midnight one night during one of our sleepovers. We snuck out of the house with our spell book in hand. And Savage. We did our little werewolf spells, and we were terrified. Are you a werewolf? I don't know. We were terrified, and I lost all my memory since then, actually. So
you could be a werewolf.
I don't know.
Wow.
Just don't come around me during the full moons. It's too dangerous.
Do I know a werewolf? Hold up.
Oh my god! Nice to meet you. I am Prince Werewolf.
Can I major in dragonology? I'm gonna look that up. Oh, I also have a question. You said your great grandmother and you're like your mom are like healers. What does that mean? I forgot to ask.
It's just like healing energy, physical healing. Like, so this is just like a Mexican thing. I don't know why, but you get an egg, right? And you just like rub it on your forehead.
Does it help?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So, like, that's just an overall Mexican thing. It's not just my great-grandmother, but it's a lot of physical and mental healing of the energy,
technique.
The spirit. The egg?
Yeah.
I'm going to try
it. I like that. Yeah.
I still don't know why, but whenever I get sick or whatever, mom's like, egg, forehead. And I'm like, okay.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in.
Epic. I can't wait to go to sleep.
This has been the Witching Hour. My name is Lauren. You can call me Peyton for short. This has also been Alina and Mel. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week.